Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flizzy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Frankie Yankovic and his Yank's Greatest Hits. This is a 1966 release on Columbia Records. The catalog number might be CL2487, although there are four different catalog numbers listed on this record. It won't be difficult to find, though. Check your local thrift store.
So this album comes from my collection of polka albums, and specifically my Frankie Yankovic collection. So I think that this one is probably a good intro into the polka genre, or specifically Slovenian-style polka. So Flitzy, do you want to tell us a little bit about this album?
So this album, the cover is this like super stereotypical polka cover. So it's got this beer stein, sort of old-fashioned beer stein, like overflowing with beer froth. And Frankie Yankovic is peering between some wooden slats with a sort of creepy look on his face, wearing lederhosen. So it's like, it's silly. And it's got a list of the songs on the front. And then on the back of the sleeve is basically an ad for more Frankie Yankovic albums available on Columbia Records.
So let's take a listen to our first pick. Flissy, this is your pick. What did you select?
So my pick is Who Stole the Kishka?
All right, let's take a listen.
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Someone call the cop. Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back. Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Okay, so what did you think?
I pretty much just picked this song because it was ridiculously jaunty. Honestly, I didn't even know what a kishka was first time I listened to it. And then much to my chagrin, I discovered it was a sausage. So being a vegetarian, like I'm not interested in kishkas. Probably I wouldn't be the one that stole the kishka because sausage. And I didn't actually look too closely at what is a kishka, because I'm like, all I need to know is it's a sausage, and that's as close as I need to get to a kishka.
So I think I like this song because I think it's kind of representative of the sort of fun style of Frankie Yankovic. And I think I really coerced you into choosing this song.
Maybe. It kind of reminds me of, like, I feel like in just about any tradition of folk songs, like any culture has these like repeating lines about who stole a thing. Like at Girl Scout camp, it was like, who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? And there's it's like a human truth.
But Girl Scouts, it's more of a wide thing because more people might be into cookies than sausage.
Yeah.
Unless you're gluten intolerant.
Right. Now Girl Scouts makes gluten-free cookies too, so.
All right, so what can you tell us about Frankie Yankovic?
So Frankie Yankovic was born on July 28, 1915. So he would have been about 101 about this time now. And he died in 1998. So he was born in West Virginia, and he moved to Cleveland because his father was a bootlegger escaping the law, which I found a really interesting little piece of trivia. But if you know, if he was born in 1915 and if he relocated when he was young, that would have been about the time of Prohibition. So it's like not that outrageous, but still interesting tidbit. So he enlisted in the Army when he was in World War II. and he fought in the Battle of the Bulge. And during that time, he got frostbite really severely, it sounds like, and he almost had to have both his hands and both his feet amputated. And because he was a musician, he resisted his doctor's urging to have his fingers amputated, and he eventually obviously recovered. And he and some other musicians, after he recovered, went on to stay in the army and went on to entertain the troops during the war.
So do you know anything about why or how he came to playing the accordion?
I think when his family relocated to Cleveland, his father, I think, owned a bar, and they, which, like, now that I'm like, oh yeah, he was a bootlegger and then he went on to open a bar. Okay. But his family was involved in music, and I guess Frankie heard one of his father's friends playing the accordion and wanted to learn. And so that's how he got started playing the accordion.
And his parents were what, Slovenian immigrants, or?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, he had a really lengthy career. He won the first Grammy in the polka category, I think, in 1986. And, you know, he was recording up until the end of his life.
And I read that he did sometimes like 325 concerts a year at the height of his popularity.
That's crazy. He also had a show on Cleveland TV, a polka show. So,
and I think he ended up selling around 30 million records. So
he's definitely a part of American culture. Like, I'm sure if you have not heard Who Stole the Kishka, it's certain that you've heard some Frankie Yankovic somewhere in your travels.
Yeah, the most visible place in today's pop culture might be in the movie Groundhog Day, where when they're getting ready to film about Punxsutawney Phil and whether he sees a shadow or not, they're playing the Pennsylvania Polka, which is...
Yeah, so you'll hear that many times in that movie.
Yeah. So let's get to our second clip. My clip should have probably been the Pennsylvania Polka, but... I've just been obsessed recently with the Milwaukee Polka, so let's listen to that.
Chuck-a-luck until they're dry, and raise your spirits to the sky.
Okay, so Felicity, what did you think about the Milwaukee Polka?
Just really seems to be this thread within the Frankie Yankovic family about alcohol. Drinking.
You gotta drink it down, drink it down, drink it down.
I'll buy a round, buy a round, buy a round.
But don't be too talky.
Yeah.
So.
I think some of these rhymes are a little bit of a stretch. This is not a lyrically rich song, but I'm sure if you drink enough beer, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it makes me want to go have a beer just listening to it. Gotta find some Milwaukee beers. So, I don't know, but not a lot to say. It's deep lyrical content did not evoke much conversation.
Beer from Milwaukee, the best you ever found. Just don't be so talky. Buy around, buy around, buy around.
Anyway, I find it very catchy. I think everyone will probably have that or Who Stole the Kishka stuck in their head. is high. After this, and, you know, I hope you'll go and return and listen to it. Till they're dry, and raise your spirits to the sky. So I think the interesting thing about this album is that it's a compilation album, but I think that the, with the exception of the Pennsylvania Polka, I'm not sure why that is an exception, but the other songs, I think they were recorded specifically for this album. Like a lot of compilation records, you know, they'll just take the tracks from other records. But this, to me, it sounds like they recorded this this session specifically for this album. And I've done a lot of research in listening to the various renditions of the Milwaukee Polka, and I couldn't find this exact version on one of his other albums. So I don't know. My suspicion is that it was recorded specifically for this album, which is why I think, I don't know, maybe this album, even though it's sort of a mixture of, you know, waltzes and polkas, and, you know, some of his various stuff, I think it flows together pretty well.
It does, and there's a nice variety of instrumental tracks as well as songs with these very deep, complex lyrics.
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think it is a bit of a product of its time, and that I feel like there are some unfortunate songs on here, even though they're humorous.
I would say, you know, it's just straight up offensive. There's the I've Got a Wife, where Frankie Yankovic is cheerfully singing about, like, this wife who's, like, constantly nagging at him.
And he just wishes that she'd leave him alone.
Yeah, I'm like, what? And then that's immediately followed by the Too Fat Polka, which is even worse.
Yeah. I don't know even what to say about it.
It's just so wrong. Yeah. And I don't think it's fair even to say, like, oh, it was a product of your time. Like, no. Like, even in 1966, calling your wife, like, hey, do you want to take my wife? Because she's too fat for me. Like, that's not cool. It doesn't even matter, like, what year it is. That's just not cool.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Still worth listening to, even though some of the songs might just be straight up offensive.
You know, I would say, like, I mean, I know you're a little bit more of a fan of this album than I am. In my opinion, like, Frankie Yankovic is so embedded in, like, American culture and, like, American kitsch culture that, like, I feel like I've been exposed to enough Frankie Yankovic music just through, like, Groundhog Day and random things in pop culture that I don't really feel the need to have an entire Frankie Yankovic collection.
Yeah, see, I think that it being sort of ubiquitous in American culture is sort of demonstrated by my having these albums in the first place. Like, I was convinced that I had found out about Frankie Yankovic from my father, and I recently asked him about it and said, oh, you know, I'm planning to do a Frankie Yankovic episode, and he was like, who's that? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that a lot of polka songs were popular at weddings. I think they've been since pushed out by some more contemporary songs, but I think for a long time you could go to a wedding and, you know, be assured of hearing at least one polka song. But
I feel like I should mention that one of Frankie Yankovic's songs, the TikTok polka, was sampled in Kesha's TikTok. Like, it's the lead in to that song. So you could conceivably get down at a wedding reception to some Kesha and still hear Frankie Yankovic.
But the nice thing about Frankie Yankovic albums is that they're sort of thematic. So if you find that you like the waltzes, you could get an album of just those. Or if you find that you like the fun songs, there's those. So, you know, if you find some of the songs in the Frankie Yankovic albums troubling, you could probably avoid the albums that contain those entirely. And, you know, I think that there's something for everyone in, you know, one of his albums. And so I don't know. I know this album, I guess, gets a thumbs down from you, Felicity.
It does.
Whereas I think I'd give it my recommendation because I got obsessed with Milwaukee Polka. I really enjoy the Pennsylvania Polka. And I guess as long as you don't delve too deeply into it or, you know, focus on some of the more troubling songs, I think the songs are catchy and worth listening to.
So if you want to learn more about Frankie Yankovic or listen to this album on some streaming services, you can visit our website at livinginhifi.com/episode/9.
And we also have a link where you could purchase a shirt.
Yes, you're very...
If you would like to admit to being the one stealing the Kishka, you can buy a t-shirt that says so.
Yes, and
not from us, though. We don't get any...
Yeah, with no affiliation, no.
Just sharing the good news. Yeah.
So leave us your feedback on Twitter at Living in Hi-Fi, or if you want to send us some longer correspondence, you can send it to feedback@livinginhifi.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livinginhifi. And we'll see you next week when we will be taking a trip to the Andes and listening to some Ima Sumac. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.